Hell yeah.
Here we come. Nope.
Oh, no.
That would have been a good chance to go to the chorus.
Yeah, but it's pre-chorus.
It was a trick.
Chorus.
Oh, got to do the pre-chorus.
It's the only pre-chorus in the song. I'm very tricky.
Ooh.
Robbie did all the guitars on this album.
Robbie? No.
Yeah.
Fortunately.
No, he did.
He did some. I wish he did more.
Nice, though. I do like this song.
Yeah, I do, too.
Thank you.
Now, I want to roast Robbie's pedal board. Can I do that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
did y'all see it?
Yeah.
Did y'all see that at the show?
Yes, it was funny.
I mean, I'm not sure, but it might be the most obnoxious pedal board I've ever seen. And I follow a lot
which
of pedal
boards. Which makes me love it.
The fact that it's Robbie makes me love it even more. But I follow a lot of pedal board and pedal board groups and worship pedal boards and stuff like that because they're so fun and funny. And it's just one of those things that get really cheesy. And the way people think about it and talk about it. But Robbie's pedal board is probably the most insane spaceship I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It had to cost the most. It had to cost more than any pedal board I've ever seen.
The world pedal board.
He didn't work for like 6 months, and then he just got really into like gear. And he just goes overboard with everything. So, yeah, he went – I mean, he's bought so much stuff that he will never use. But, you know. I'll use it occasionally, so I don't mind it. But
text him and right now and ask him how much he has invested in the pedal board.
I'm sure he has no idea. The guy spends money like it's not even. I'll ask him.
I'm gonna guess. There's probably $3,000 worth of stuff on there for sure.
I mean,
he'll love telling you how much, won't he?
The whole guitar tone is based off the pedal board, so he's got like a modeler thing and then the amp simulators and everything. So
it's
and then
cool
he also
though.
Pedal.
Yeah.
I mean, to have stuff is nice, I guess. Like, I've never had anything really. I just had a Strat and like whatever I was using. Yeah. And then I finally got one of those little modeler dealios from Helix, the Line
Helix
6 one.
I love
it works fine. It's got like 3 buttons on it. It's dumb enough for me and it works. But some people definitely take it to
a
rocket
Robbie
science.
Level.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some level. People think they're going to find this cool little niche pedal and it's going to do something that no one they found it first or something like that. Like, what was the guy that did, who was going to produce our record and y'all went up to Canada where like, was it Metallica studio maybe one
Ryan Adams studio.
Yeah, what was the name of the guy?
The mixer guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, the mixer. He
Randy
did
Staub.
No, not Randy Staub. The producer that was...
G.G. Garth?
No.
Oh.
What's his name? Fuck.
I'm trying to think of other Canadian producers.
It's not Randy Staub?
No, he kind of got popular for a minute. It's the guy that... The reason I was bringing him up is because he said... somebody told us he would say this, and then he said it to us that he was going to find this cool little fucking Russian pedal and make it.
No,
you know,
Bendit said that.
Oh,
David Bendit. That's
David
what I'm talking
Bendit.
About.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Didn't y'all
he
go
was
up to him
he was
to
in
Canada?
New York.
He no, he's New York guy.
Who did y'all go? I thought that was with David Bendit when y'all went up there.
No, the story I remember.
I know he was in New York, but
yeah. So the Bendit story, Bendit's his own bag of stories. But but when we went to Canada, it was mixing the question, and we mix. Lion Eyes and Alibis and So Cold I Could See My Breath were the two songs we picked to have mixed at the higher level than JR. And we had Randy Staub mix it.
It was Politics.
It was three songs. Yeah, it was three. Right. Yeah. Politics, Lion Eyes, Alibis, and So Cold I Could See My Breath all were going to get mixed, like three songs.
And Randy Staub worked with who? Everybody or something?
He worked on the Black Album with Bob Rock.
Okay.
He engineered the Black Album and mixed some Metallica stuff, and he mixed Nickelback. He's a Nickelback mixer.
Yeah, okay.
That's what he had been doing. And he told us all, he told us a bunch of stuff about that. And he was just, explaining how they pretty much just put everything, put a kick drum on every beat and just make sure it rocks all the way through. You know, he was just talking about all that commercial mixing stuff and how they arranged the songs, and because it was, you know, Canadian, Nickelback's Canadian and all that. And then he was mixing Lion Eyes and Alibis. He didn't like the track there, the way some of the guitar was. He thought it was messy, and he had his engineer edit it and change it a decent amount. And they still didn't feel like, I could tell they didn't really like it. And then on Politics, he was trying to pull out vocals. And I don't know if we let him, but he was trying to remove like extra, like the two lead singers. He was trying to make it more like one lead singer.
Yeah, I remember that.
And which is a common comment that we would get from producers. Yeah. Like, how about one singer?
Yeah.
You know, maybe you got a lot going on here. Maybe if
like one singer hasn't been done before.
Yeah.
They're like, wait.
And then the so-called I Could See My Breath was a good mix, but JR's was still better. So even though we paid that money, went up to Brian Adams' studio, which is freaking sick. I mean, it was in Vancouver.
Insane. I didn't get to
go. It was the sickest studio ever. It's just awesome. And so that whole thing was fun, but we just threw away the mix of so-called I Could See My Breath and went with JR's because it just was better.
So, yeah, I think so much of that tone and stuff is like fantasy. It's like akin to like the women who get into crystals, you know, or whatever those oils are, essential oils. They have like there's like some sort of placebo effect with it, and they all start bullshitting each other where they kind of like confirm all the benefits.
Yeah, like, so like women.
Well, I mean, pedals,
you know how women
I'm just
are
saying,
mixers.
I think pedals are massive.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, pedals are masculine, right? Yeah. It's the masculine version of that. It's like, hey, you can hear the tone, right? And everyone's like, yeah, I totally can. And it's all bullshit.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Like oils are, like you're official that oils are bullshit and crystals are bullshit.
I think placebo, what is it, like a 15% boost?
Like, yeah. What's the claim with crystals anyway? How could somebody try to get it into my head where I could actually give it a chance? Because I don't
know. There's like energy frequencies of different pieces of matter in crystals.
And they vibrate?
And they vibrate at a certain energy level. And if you want to change your energetic aura in a positive way, you can bring these crystals to you and put them on your skin or sit them in your room
but you probably had to do intention and stuff too. It's not just they vibrate on you and you,
I think you just believe in it and then you get the placebo effect.
Yeah. Probably. I could see that. I could see that. But, and I mean, I do think that when people use that vibration talk, that's not so crazy. Like, I'm not saying what it does or anything, but you know, sound waves, sound, light, the universe, the way we take things in. I do think I think that there's more, Matt. I think that you could probably understand the universe in frequencies and waves more than physical matter.
Yeah,
I think
maybe
that's reasonable to think that that's not so crazy.
But it seems pretty arbitrary that you just pick something pretty like a crystal, right? Yeah, like, why isn't it a turd? You know what I mean?
Maybe a
turd sends out energy that's something too. Or, I mean, I don't. It feels a little bizarre.
They would say it's part of the earth or something, you know, like something with.
What's more natural than a turd?
They say the same thing about grounding, don't they?
Like if you don't wear shoes
on earth a lot every day, like
which I was most of my life. I mean, I was for a long time. I love being barefoot.
Look at you now.
But a crystal structure is special. Like the atomic structure of a crystal is something special.
Sure.
And crystals and like silicon and quartz make clocks and time. There's something special about the properties of crystals.
Robbie got back to me. Yes. Speaking of crystals and pedal boards, his pedal board costs $12,000.
I know he would love to tell you how much.
Get a picture of it and make a clip of that.
That can't be true.
I
want to
see that thing. You got to post it. You get a picture.
Oh, God.
Get $12,000?
He said, I just looked at it. Maybe about 9K. Sorry.
Okay, 9 to 12.
Yeah, 9 to 12. I'm sure it's more than what he thinks.
Robbie's also the guy that said he blew over $100 and said, "Oh, that was just my per diem. That's not even real." at the casino.
Yeah, he does rough gambling, man.
So 9,000 might be 12 or 15. Who knows? That's crazy. Yeah. That is so awesome, though.
Yeah, he knows how to spend, and you know what? I think if you
how many gigs has he played with it?
One. The one you were at.
I know. Yeah.
So awesome.
It might be the only gig he'll ever play with it.
He might not play again.
Because I don't think he's actually going to tour with that pedal board. He wouldn't bring that. It's too ridiculous. He has like a smaller version he'll put together for tour. So
yeah, it was $6,000.
Yeah.
The $6,000 one.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Oh man, that is so wild.
Here, I'll text you guys the picture of the board. He just sent it to me.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. This online says that holding crystals or placing them on your body is thought to promote physical, emotional, and spiritual healing. Crystals supposedly do this by positively interacting with your body's energy field or chakra. While some crystals are said to alleviate stress, others purportedly improve concentration or creativity. Yeah, I mean, it's just like.
I would buy that, not for $12,000, but like if you could give me a couple crystals for like $50, I'd do it. You know, like what? It couldn't hurt, right?
It's like those bracelets that golfers wear. It was made out of zinc or something, right? Or whatever. Oh, yeah, they made that.
See, when I was just in Costa Rica at this meditation thing, I was given a necklace that had a bunch of these like metal balls inside of it that is supposed to do something like that. I haven't worn it, or I can't report the benefits. I should get it out though. Maybe this podcast will be better if I have it.
See
in my
if
hand.
It. I mean, we could use anything. We I'm gonna can go get juju. We can get.
Yeah, get it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't have a necklace in your hand while you're doing this podcast, what the fuck are you doing?
It's actually just this like.
I have a special bedazzled cock ring that I wear from marriagesupplies.com. Yeah, with crystals. I gave Devin one and I gave Matt one. We all wear them. It's more like a holster for your balls and wiener. You know what I mean? Mm. Like that's what we wear with the marriagesupply.com. You can get them right now. Crystals. Matt, what are you showing us?
So this is like this like cat thing that has these purple metal balls in it, and they have some sort of, ooh, I actually do feel something coming off them. No, people will say like, I don't know, the guy, my friend who gave me this, who I actually love him a lot. It's called Leela Quantum, some kind of quantum something. But he says some people say they have to get out of their bedroom because they can't sleep at night. It's too energetic.
Too energetic.
It's funny. Lilo Quantum is just some guy's name in Costa Rica that makes those things. He's like, yeah, these Americans come over here and they just love these fucking balls.
Yeah.
I'm killing it. Lilo Quantum.
This is a gift. No, my friend works for one of these like rearrange your brain centers where all the rich people and CEOs go to like rewire their brain. And they use a lot of the brain state stuff, like your alpha, beta, theta levels. And they put the brain scan on you and try to get you in that level and then give you a bunch of visual tests to like rewire your brain. Anyways, some of those people like these things. So he gave everyone in our group one of those.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I want to hear more about that.
Yeah, I do too.
I want to hear more about that trip sometime too. Cause you know, like, just to let everybody know, you went on like a, what would you call it again? Like what type of trip was it?
All male.
It was like a meditation retreat.
Uh-huh. In Costa Rica.
But it was at a resort on the beach where basically all we did was eat really healthy, meditate 3 times a day, and surf. like boogie board and surfing. Yeah. And it was the best. It was the way I'd never traveled like that before. Like I usually travel like, you know, bullet train, you know, party. And this was like very chill. I was in bed by like 9:30 every night, up at like 6:15 for the morning meditation. And we'd meditate 3 hours a day.
Good probably. God.
Wow. Yeah, 3 or 4 hours.
Now, to me, that feels awful. You were able to meditate for 3 hours?
Well, they were guided meditations with all this ambient music in the background. So you could just, if you wanted, like after my ankles started, you know, going numb, I would just lay down on the pillow and I'd be in like a different brain, like not sleeping, but not quite awake. Mm-hmm. And your brain would just travel like you're almost like lucid dreaming. Mm. Very cool. You can do it. Anybody can do it. If I could do it, anybody could do it.
Yeah. I don't think I
and
could.
And then the rest of the time
I'm very
was
bad
just,
at that part.
The rest of the time was just in the water.
Just kicking it in the pool or we would get surfboards and go to the beach and like there's seven other guys and everybody was just down to do whatever and very chill.
That sounds
cool. It was
cool.
Everybody was cool. They're all there.
We should do it. All of us.
Yeah, I think it'd be great. I'd love to do it.
It's a different way to, because I came home feeling really healthy and like well rested and like just everything was different kind of vacation than I usually do.
Yeah.
So I liked it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's cool, but.
Well, I was going to say, maybe we start in Vegas.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
2 days, unreal. Right. Party.
Then
go. And then meditate, surf.
And you snuck alcohol at least, right? Or something. Like you did.
No,
something.
There's a bar at the restaurant there. We all had like a couple drinks at the end of the night, but our day was so full with like all these other activities. It's just like, well, I'm tired. I'm going to bed. No one really partied. Like a guy brought from like the duty free, he brought a big thing of Jack Daniel's Blue Label. And so they just had it at the bar and we would just get a drink of that whenever we wanted. But I'd have one, two drinks and I'd be like, yeah, I'll go to sleep now. It was just a different vibe because your day was so full with everything else that you were like, I don't really need to go excessive. Whereas on vacation, you're sitting around doing nothing by the pool. It's like, well, we got to turn this up a notch. You know, we got to get some volume on our lives. So you just start drinking crazy. That's what I do anyways.
Did you have your own room? You had to share a room.
No, I shared a room. Yeah. It was two beds and it was kind of like a lofty thing. Like
what
a little
was that
cabana.
Guy like?
He's great. He's very chill, down for anything.
Wow.
Yeah.
You lucked out.
Did you get any insight into like how your mind works or like when you spend that much time in meditation, like the repetitive, like a lot of times people report that the thoughts that come up for them, it's just really not that complicated, but it's the same stuff that comes up over and over again. And it's
it was like different stuff every time for me. But actually towards the end of the week, we would do like the same meditation and I would try to picture what I'd pictured before in my head and it worked pretty well. But like, it wasn't like, I didn't have any like massive, I didn't come with any sort of like massive things I needed to work on or whatever. I was just like, that sounds like fun. And it was like, you know, I understand now that there are more things inside my consciousness that I did not see before and that those things are available, those like states of mind are available if I
get quiet enough
and focus enough. And I actually felt pretty good by the end of the week. I could like sit cross-legged. I couldn't even sit cross-legged at the beginning. It was like too uncomfortable. Then I figured out if I got the pillows a certain way, I could sit cross-legged for about half an hour and then I would eventually like just lay down. But it was good though. I recommend
it. Well, maybe I'll do that sometime.
You guys would like it, I think.
I would.
How did you stumble upon this? Like when I think vacation, I don't think anything about what you did.
Did
you know what I mean? Like,
do you ever meet my friend David Lunsford?
He
worked at East Lake. I might have put you guys on like he opened a tour for us and like drove for us and did merch too. He's just a friend I've had for some years and he's gotten into a lot of like the meditation stuff and he's like a life coach. So he invited me and it was around my 40th birthday. So I was like, I was talking to Christy, my wife, and I was like, are we going to go? Or should I go? And she's like, definitely go for your birthday. Go. And I was like, fuck it. So I sent him some money and I was in, and that was like 8 months ago. And then, you know, I just, it was kind of on a whim, but he was like, yeah, it's going to be mostly boogie boarding and some meditation. And I was like, that sounds like fun. I'll do that. So
it does sound relaxing. That part I like very to go relaxing. Somewhere and relax. Because vacations aren't relaxing. I'm trying to plan one right now with my kids, and it's devastating what I'm trying to think about and the money and everything. It's awful. It's not fun. Like, you shouldn't probably go on vacation with your kids, even though they need to have the memories. I should say it like this. Well, that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm planning right now. But
a tour?
I think you shouldn't call it a vacation if you're going with your kids. It's just a trip. And almost a work trip. Vacation is no kids around.
No responsibility.
Yeah. Like, you can just do what you're going to do for you and handle yourself. And that's all. So.
Where's mom? She's not here, buddy.
There's a kid. There's a kid destroying our podcast right now.
Already.
Humble dad?
Yeah.
I'm supposed to do something.
Oh, yeah. You got to go tell your mom, because then she'll tell the tooth fairy.
Get out, bitch!
Neighbor kid lost his tooth at my house.
Oh, my. Oh, shit.
Go tell his mama.
Yeah. It's not my problem.
All right. So, no Luntzer tonight. We got Matt McDonald, who is better at music than Luntzer. Luntzer's by far the worst musician of any of us, right? Even me. Like, I mean, Luntzer's way
worse. He's
100
times better than me.
And he thinks he is a world class MLB pitcher. And one of the greatest drummers of all time, in a certain way. He wouldn't say in every way.
Definitely, he thinks he could definitely play in Manchester Orchestra.
Oh, totally. He would kill. He'd murder.
That's what I heard him say once.
Yeah, I know. He said that, didn't he? Yeah. Like, for real, I could play in that band.
He probably could.
Maybe back in the day. I don't know about now. He's a salesperson. All right, so we're going to do Rock and Roast. Matt, you got some songs pulled up for us. And,
yeah, I do.
Thank you, folks, for sending in so many songs. We have a ton. You can keep sending them in, but it's going to take us a while to get through these because we have so many, which is really awesome. And we appreciate you guys letting us destroy them because, you know, we're going to tell the truth here. We're not going to lie. We're not going to sugarcoat it.
What we're going to do here, we're going to listen to some songs and tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
Okay. Tell the truth.
That should be easy enough.
Yes.
Okay, ready?
At Sephora, we know how you love to use makeup, skincare, hair care, and fragrances that work for you, but also how important it is to be in the know about the ingredients that are in them, which is why we created Clean at Sephora. Curated products from brands like Merit, Amika, Summer Fridays, and Fleur that have everything you want, minus certain ingredients you might not. Clean at Sephora is only at Sephora. Shop now at Sephora.com.
No matter what you're looking for in a non-alcoholic beer, there's only one name that has it all. Athletic Brewing Co. Full flavor? It's athletic. Huge variety? It's athletic. Award-winning styles you can get online, at the bar, or the grocery store? It's athletic. In fact, when it comes to amazing non-alcoholic beer, there's no question. It's athletic. Ask for it and find out. Go to AskForAthletic.com to find your closest retailer today. Near beer.
I'm going to kick it.
You got them?
All right. This first one is by an artist named Brett Wolford. And this song is called Thought Police.
Okay.
All right. Let's see if we got the volume and everything. Let me know if you don't hear it.
That's not that. What's the Radiohead song? It's not Thought Police, is it?
Karma Police.
Karma Police. Okay. Sorry.
Here we go.
It's imperative to control the narrative.
Fox News.
Common sense is sedative. They're gonna censor you. Oh, they're gonna.
The drum beat kind of had some potential at the beginning, like it had a vibe to it.
Yeah. So much happening right now. That's so loud, that never ending story sound.
Please stay, find you. Oh, don't
The lyrics are cutting me up a little bit. Yeah, it's really funny. It's like, feels like it really is. It's like Fox. It's like Tucker Carlson.
And the song is called. The song's called Thought Police, so it's about media narratives for real.
Yeah.
Or they're gonna cancel
ya. Yeah. Yeah. Thought, please.
The thought, police, thought, they'll find you.
Thought, please.
The thought, please.
That's not a good way to say police.
Thought, no. Police.
Thought, please.
We should call them thought cops.
Thought cops. There you go.
Yeah.
They will find you.
Something about right behind you.
It is hard with the delay, reverb, vocals, or whatever. It's very hard to vibe. Understand what. Yeah, but it kind of gets really washed. It's super washed. Sometimes, too, I don't know if people do that just if they don't feel confident in their voice or something. Sometimes they'll overproduce the vocals.
Yeah.
And then it gets that washy sound.
No, I just turned it down a little bit. It's got another minute or so. This is kind of breaking it down in the bridge.
I mean, the drum loop, it's definitely a loop.
Yeah.
But it's weird because it sounds like organic. It sounds like an organically played drum set, but it's electronic music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Arpeggiated keyboard.
Yeah. And there's just two parts to this song. There's the verse and the chorus. Yeah. And the verse is two, like the repetitive melody, and then there's two root notes. This is a chorus which doesn't really pop to me.
Yeah, the chorus is kind of down. You're right. It's not catchy or changes emotion at all.
Yeah, I think the melody would need something to like really bring it up.
Yeah.
Or at least layer some falsetto over top more. Make it more of a group vocal.
Please.
Yeah.
But yeah, the phrasing of the lyrics needs some help with the swagger.
It's imperative to the control of the narrative. Back to the
is that
top.
We're back to this part again?
That's just the, okay, just the way it just kind of calls back to the intro.
To control the narrative.
The main theme. Outro then.
Yeah, it's just the outro that calls back to the top.
Okay.
It's imperative to control the narrative. What was the other good verse line? What other lyric did you catch out of that, Toby? But it's the thought.
Thought, please.
Thought, please. Pretty neat combination of musical context.
Yeah. When it first started, I was like, oh, this is kind of a nice drum. Like, it felt nice. Mm-hmm. And then the vocals were.
The
vocals were lacking with the it's too affected. I would have loved to have heard like a real close up dry vocal over that kind of real wet sounding drums, and then the arpeggiated synth sound didn't fit right. It would have been nice to be like just an organic piano or something that felt a little bit more natural. I think would have been nice.
It's a new wavy Brit feel, which the thing that trips me out is Brit new wavy, but it feels like it's about American media. Like, you know, I'm sure they, I mean, maybe it is British and they have thought police over there too. I don't know, but.
Well, I guess they say it that
thought
way.
Police, thought police.
Yeah, you're right.
Like,
you just fixed the phrasing a little bit there.
Yeah.
The phrasing was super on. Syllable. Yeah, it was super repetitive and on with the music.
You're right.
It's another one of those things.
What Mac just said would really improve that song. The police. That would even give it some energy.
Yeah,
and you can see your head bobbing a little bit.
Wait,
you
know.
Maybe
if the drums or something emphasize that. Because everything's just. Da, 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 da.
That's the phrasing, the rhythm of the chorus.
Stay by police,
that's cool.
It needs a syncopation would have lifted it mega. Yeah.
But I would change. I think the root notes in the chorus aren't chorus worthy. Like there's something.
They need to be
adjusted, it needs to land on it. It needs to start on a different chord. I don't know what the chord is, but it's probably not that one. It's because that's the same one the verse starts on. So it's like. Is this another verse?
Right. Yeah, there isn't. It's hard to tell the difference. When does it go into the chorus? Or there might even be a pre-chorus there somewhere. Something, but
what
I just
think
everything just runs
to
together.
Sound like? You think it's supposed to? I mean, it's relatively original feel, right?
Yeah.
It's not like a bunch of stupid bands these days.
Yeah.
Or something.
There's something neat about it for sure. It calls back to that 80s vibe. There's something there, but yeah, it just feels like it's running all together a little bit. And
you
nothing
just got pissed
really,
off about
nothing it. Stands out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there is that arpeggiated keyboard, but even that just kind of feels like it's just washed and just all a wall of sound more than anything.
In the bridge, it should be like, and so we go dancing. Yeah, you know, and it'd be about dancing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Because we go dancing.
Maybe it
like
might
the
be
Killers
European.
Or something.
Let's dance.
Yeah, yeah. It could have either gone really like, hyped it up, like it would approach the Killers. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Or, oh, there you go. Yeah.
Or if you went the other way, you could think like, what would Radiohead do? Like, because it started kind of like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could have done something a little bit more experimental.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That would have matched the vocals a little bit more. But if you had gone the other way, it would have been more British pop Killers. Yeah. But it's potential.
It's kind of Morrissey, Joy Division-y too.
Yeah. Cure. It's not like it doesn't seem like somebody really trying to, it's just a small thing. It's just something somebody made and put up on YouTube. I mean, it's not like they're making an attempt at having a career. I don't get the evidence of anything like that. So it's just an expression of somebody pissed off at the media.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But, I think it's valid for that. I mean, if it's like a diary entry,
it's a clear idea. Yeah. It feels like just a journal entry about what pisses you off about getting canceled out there in the world.
Right. And you get a little loop of drums and you have two parts and you can kind of repeat, you know, themes. And I think everybody should do that, you know, express yourself.
Yeah.
Right. If it's, I'd like to know more about the background of Brett and what really has got him so angsty that he expresses it in such a melancholic way.
Yeah,
that's a neat way to express, because you know, you think about the what would be attached to that,
that
line of thinking, and you would think it'd be more aggressive music.
Yeah,
right.
In the notes,
don't
in the notes
be
it
an
said,
"American idiot."
Right. In the notes it says,
"Controlled by the media."
No, I think like Skillet or Trapped would write a song about the Thought Police. Is what I'm thinking.
I was doing Green Day, but
yeah.
Yeah,
no, Green Day's part of the Thought Police, aren't they? They're lived out, right?
They're Illuminati.
Yeah,
100%.
In the notes, it says Brett says that he wrote this song after Bill O'Reilly was fired.
Right.
They canceled my boy.
Fuck that.
Yeah, I consider it a good expression.
Tucker.
Overall.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for saying that, Brett.
It is creative. It's not the same old, same old. So that is nice.
Yeah, something different.
All right, ready for the next
something
one?
Something different.
Yeah, what's next?
All right, this next one is called Sky Blue Pink with Purple Edges.
That sounds like a fake name that Devin and I are made up talking about bands that wrote songs.
Sky Blue Pink
Purple Edges.
With Purple Edges. It's on SoundCloud. It's from a artist under the moniker The Maid and the Maker. Is there any clues there?
Oh, there's
Maid
some clues.
The Maid and the Maker.
What does that tell you? Anything?
Sky
like
Blue.
God Maker. And the...
Yeah.
His children. I mean,
yeah.
God,
there's the Maker created. And then there's the Maid, the creator and the created. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There's a... there is a...
I'm about to worship.
There's a tag here that the only hashtag on it says country, and it's a memorial. Ooh. This is another... You know, not necessarily doesn't seem that somebody trying to build a career or anything, which I like because I feel that these I'm really digging that because they're just people expressing themselves through music. So I'm going to give props right away for that.
I totally agree.
This one is a memorial to Grandpa and Grandma.
Okay.
In this country?
That's just what the hashtag says. I'll let you listen to
I'm
it.
I'm excited.
Which
I'm
is
excited to hear
also,
it.
Also in the notes here, that's what Grandpa called himself, the Maker.
And she was the Maid.
Yeah. I made all y'all. I am the Maker.
I clean up after him. I'm the Maid.
Good long intro here. I'm gonna take a nap. I'll be back in 10 minutes.
Too bad. It's a nice little guitar.
Yeah, can you turn down the volume a little bit?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Goes down.
Oh.
on the farm. Nice vibrat.
And yeah.
A big old dog rests his head in his paws.
Like a Sheryl Crow-esque kind of vibe or something, maybe?
Yep, yep. You got it.
Because he's thinking of her and how it was.
How it was.
Oh, and soon they'll be together.
I'm not crying, you're crying.
Yeah, well, pretty good.
That's pretty fucking good. Here comes the chorus. Here we go.
I like thinking about the playing the song live, and there's another lady sitting there the whole time until this part. You sang the harmony right there. That's the only. I get sometimes on these acoustic songs, it gets like I'm lost out in the ocean a little bit. Like I'm starting somewhere, and then now it's like there's something happening here, and I. This is the chorus, I guess, but it just feels like, I don't know.
Lost out in the ocean.
Yeah, I just feel a little bit like, I don't know which direction we're headed. Where are we going? You're taking me somewhere, ocean, but I don't know where, because I feel a little lost. It's telling a story, but the story feels a hair convoluted. There's a lot going on.
Pre-chorus here and then now chorus.
Yeah, there's the lady getting the singer one line again.
Yeah. So bridge?
Well, it's not super formatted.
Yeah, I don't think it's...
It's a little bit more of a meandering journey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to follow the story. The story is really important on an acoustic song. It feels
I want to hit a minor chord for this bridge here, like a E minor, instead of just going back C, G, or whatever it is.
See what's about to happen.
Breakdown chorus.
No.
No verse. I like the verse. I think it's good. The first verse got me.
Yeah, it's just a meandering style.
Yeah.
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 I feel like I used to write songs like this when people in my life died, where you just have more to say, so you just keep, you do it a double verse.
Yeah.
Or you have a double pre-chorus, you know?
But what would Sheryl Crow do? She would take it somewhere big.
You pop it. Yeah.
She'd pop it somewhere big.
Cut it up, make sure there's a big difference.
If it makes you happy, she would take it somewhere big.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be.
It's weird in the notes here. It says this song is actually, she wrote it after Bill O'Reilly was fired. It's weird tonight.
A lot of Bill O'Reilly fans.
Fucking Bill O'Reilly.
That's not bad. I mean, it's a little lacking of structure and catchiness in a sense. I feel like the chorus could have been a little bit more like you would know. There wasn't really much of a chorus, you know.
When it first started and you heard the placement of the voice on the set, that setting of guitar, you go, okay, there's something here.
But she can clearly sing. The guitars sound like a real player playing guitar.
That's my least favorite guitar style pretty much of all time, though.
Just the pull off finger
acoustic.
Picking. I will follow you into the dark.
Yeah.
It's like, it just reminds me more of like 90s in South Carolina, what I felt allergic to. People with
Birkenstocks. What if that plain white tees hit was Hey There, Delilah?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that I hate acoustic, but I did, when I was 15, 16, I was feeling very allergic to all that. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just really wanted to do what I could ever do to get away from Birkenstocks and capos and acoustic guitars.
Well, and Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah.
The problem is, too, if you're going to do that, you really do have to write, like, some killer lyrics that actually do speak to you and are follow a story. Like when I listen to this song, I like Max said, it kind of draws you in, and then all of a sudden I feel like I just got lost. Like I thought I was going to hear a story, and the lyrics are kind of end up being vague, tear stained eyes, and like you're saying things that are supposed to be evoking motion, but you're not actually saying anything. Like, you know, it needs to have something a little bit more that goes, okay, I'm following the story. This is what it, like, is the song about death or life or love lost? I don't know.
I like the lyrics. I understood them, but I just felt like the melody in the chorus, there could have been something more dramatic could have been done there, a little even more sad. Just to make it sort of drive a point home from like a macro zoomed out view. Because I thought I liked the specifics, you know, the dog with his head on his paws, and like about country music, that's what always gets you about country music is they use specific nouns in the verses. But I think, of course, you have to zoom out and say something general so that everybody can sing along. Yeah, and I didn't really get that from this chorus. It's more poetic, like, and with that tagline of.
Sky blue, pink
with purple edges. I'm like, okay, is this get anything like an LSD? Out of that? Is there is this an LSD trip? Because like sky blue, pink doesn't really make sense.
I think the grandpa, or is that who? I think
grandma died.
Grandma had already died, right?
Yeah.
And then the grandpa was seeing the sky that was significant.
Sure.
That he lost the grandma, and so it's kind of like a. I think they were saying she did like, that for him sort of thing. Yeah. Or it was
sky blue, pink, the grandpa had like high cholesterol or something in there, I heard.
Yeah.
It was Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah. Her grandpa was Bill O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly Sr. Yeah, right.
It has potential. It just needs more, a little bit more work and a little bit more.
But
I mean,
between
the last two songs, you asked me what I thought was like, what songwriter I thought had a better grasp of what a song is, I'd say this song is more a tighter grasp on what a song actually is. And with some work could be like a really serviceable folk or country song.
Good vocalist.
Great vocalist. Nailed it. The vocal was clear. The guitar sounded good, clear and natural. The picking was good. I mean, I think the lyrics were mostly decent, but I just think with a little bit of work, it could be a lot better, greater than what it is.
Yeah, that's somebody just because she write 100 songs, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Right. 100%. This is somebody that writes more music and will have the potential to get good.
And both of our songs compared to, I think last week we had, last time we did this, we had a couple of songs that were people trying to like be popular and be a band and do their thing or whatever, which is fine. But both tonight, felt that they were very authentic human expressions, so you can't knock that for you can't even say it needs to be any better if it did what they were trying to do for themselves,
right.
But they did send it to Rock and Roast, so fuck y'all, your song sucks.
Yeah.
Well, like if you want to critique it from a professional standpoint, then we're gonna have to say it's not going on the radio.
Yeah.
Right. Ouch. All right, that's another Rock and Roast. Let's can we pay some bills real quick, everybody? Can we tell the folks some of the things we're doing here, which is I think I'm pretty excited about. We have the Shallow Seas Tour coming July 21st, Nashville, Tennessee, July 22nd, Birmingham, Alabama, July 23rd, Atlanta, Georgia, July 25th, Tampa, Florida, July 26th, Orlando, Florida, July 27th, Columbia, South Carolina. So many shows. July 29th, Manteo, North Carolina. You know what that one is? Outer Banks is for Lovers Festival. You better get your tickets because that's going to be beautiful. Mm-hmm. Going to be in the Outer Banks, listen to your favorite music. So many good bands on there. You do not want to miss that. And then the next night, July 30th, we're going
to
be...
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker. The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
going for your first ever run around the park. Literally running errands all over town. Running for the finish line and your personal best. If you run, you're a runner. Find the shoes and clothes to run your way at newbalance.com/running. New Balance. Run your way.
In Asheville, North Carolina. It's going to be a fun show. July 30th, Asheville, North Carolina. Also, it's going to be really cool. Our friends in Slow Joy is going to be opening up, which is really fun because we met him. He came out even to our show in Seattle, and really awesome, really up-and-coming band out of Texas, and so fun. And we'll announce some other bands too.
Well, right? we actually found out.
Yeah, you're right.
They're confirmed.
Here's a Slow Joy. Hold on, can I play it?
You're gonna play some Slow Joy?
Oh yeah, play a little Slow Joy.
That's
classic crime.
That's classic crime.
Here's some Slow Joy. You play it. This is his new song called "Say."
He's got some old school emo.
Southwest
vibe.
Emo, like baby.
Yeah, it's tight. Nice.
Good.
Mm-hmm. So that's one band. So yeah, Esteban's awesome.
Yep.
I'm and then that. The other band that is coming out, what is their names?
Strawberry Girls.
Strawberry Girls.
They're going to be the direct support on our July tour. So Matt, you got a song of theirs? Pull it up. Now this is an instrumental.
Yeah.
Really cool, cool band. I'd never heard of them. And then
I
heard listening to some songs today, and it was awesome.
Here we go.
Okay, here's Strawberry Girls. It's They're progressive. Yeah. So they're an instrumental trio, and they have a guy from formerly of Dance Gavin Dance.
Oh, that makes sense.
And they've toured with Polyphia and Chon and
the Mars Volta.
Mars Volta feel.
At the drive-in.
They've toured with Polyphia, Chon, Fall of Troy, that kind of thing.
Oh yeah,
and
Fall of Troy.
They did Some With Me Without You too. So they get around and as a cool instrumental band, so I think it'll be a nice tone set, and then we'll come out with the vocals
singing,
right?
Yeah,
stupid.
It's gonna be a good vibes.
But I call it a little bit spazzy, in a good way.
That'll be fun.
So make sure also if you're in Emeryland, you can get a free pre-show ticket right now. You can get a free pre-show ticket if you're in Emeryland and you do not want to miss it. We're gonna be playing. I guess we're gonna be doing that again, right? All Broken Hearts Prevail EP. It's the only place you're ever going to see us play it live, so you better join Emeryland stat. Check your email or Emeryland Underground for info. If you're not in Emeryland, tickets are $40. It's crazy.
Tickets are
limited for... Oh, no, it's a great
deal. Don't act like that's so bad.
No, I'm just saying...
Join Emeryland, though. It's a better deal.
Yeah. Join Emeryland. Tickets are limited for the pre-show, so get yours now. Get your tickets at emerymusic.com. More dates coming soon. Go ahead.
Can I do a plug for my band?
Heck
yeah, for sure.
I just announced today that we're going on our last living room tour. Christy and I were playing one Vocal Few set, one Classic Crime set. There's tickets at vocalfew.com or classiccrime.com.
Nice.
We're doing like 6-7 weeks this summer. So if you want to see us in a living room, we're going to play as an acoustic duo, acoustic piano, two mics. Matt Carter's favorite style of music.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That'll be it. We don't know if we're going to do another one, but we're saying it's maybe ever. This might be the last one. So
it's a good chance it's the last one.
Let's get back to the details on that, but let's move forward. But I want to come back and just discuss that then in a little bit.
Okay.
What were you going on with?
Why don't we just discuss it now?
I thought you had more call to action to do.
I guess.
Did I interrupt your ad?
No, that was a plug.
And now I want to talk about what it's like to be in the sundown of your career sounds like a good topic, but I thought you were in the middle of the CTA.
Well, the rest I have to say is obviously join Emeryland. In Shallow Seas We Sail Live is out right now in Emeryland. You can listen to the audio of that. We're going to be putting out the whole digital event soon. You can get instant access to Part Deux right as soon as this podcast ends. You can go straight and listen to a whole other podcast. And it's really interesting. We talk a lot about our songs and stories touring and talking about music production this week in an interesting turn of events. So it's kind of a fun conversation we have over there. Like I said before, you get free pre-show tickets. You also get 20% off everything at emorymusic.com. Songs and stories tickets, custom songs. You get 20% off custom songs that we write for you. If y'all don't know, we write custom songs. You send in your story. You know, you've got an anniversary coming up, birthday. You want to celebrate yourself in some way. Just send us some parts of your story and we'll turn it into a song. Also, at marriagesupply.com, it's the number one best adult toy store company in the world. Now, I'm here to say it ain't going to save your marriage. I'm living proof of that. But what I will say is, if the sink's shipping, it's fun while it goes down. With a toy from Marriage Supply, am I right?
You said the sink.
Am I right?
Sink is shipping.
If the sink is shipping, I'm shipping sinks, guys.
And
good Lord, what do you mean?
Shits.
Shit, I'm shit posting. I don't know what I'm saying. MarriageSupply.com.
Sinks don't ship.
If they have shit in their cell.
They have anal plugs from Marriage Supply.
And vibrators. Yeah, MarriageSupply.com. We make so much fun. It is a great, great store, great product. So go check it out. Yeah, go to emorymusic.com to join. And one of the perks is we will read your name on here. And I thought this one was interesting, guys. Now, this is cool because this week everybody sent in, let's see if I can pull it up here. They sent in their most favorite fictional band, like a band from a movie. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Fictional band.
Yeah. So like a band
came to mind right away. Don't say it. It might be one of their answers.
Okay. Hold on. I'm trying to pull it up
right
now.
Away.
Oh, you did? Huh? Okay.
Well, I don't know if they said it, but.
Okay, hold on.
I think of the fictional bands I can think of. I can think of some, not much.
Yeah, not much.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Yep. First name, Noah Dischar. I'm going to say Dischar.
This is a classic one. The Wonders. Or the O'Neaters, the Wonders. You know what I mean? That one's just—I mean, you.
That's got to be the most famous.
Doing that thing, you do. I don't know if it is, Matt. I don't know if it is, my friend.
I mean, if you can count,
let's see who else.
All right, Victor Aguirre. I'm gonna say Aguirre.
Yeah. How about Spinal Tap?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. That's the most.
That's
but it's.
Is it the most though? I don't know.
It's gotta be.
Is it? You sure about that?
Are you sure about that? Are you sure about that?
Both of those.
All right, what about this one?
There's no
Jeremy Meeks. Jeremy Meeks.
Can't.
Stillwater.
Still, that's the one I was trying to think of. Stillwater.
Oh, that's almost famous, right?
Almost famous.
But what's the rock star band? That's not.
You'll find out in a minute.
Oh, shit.
What do you mean the rock star band?
The Marky Mark.
From the movie
Rocky Mark.
Oh, I don't know
that's
that.
That's not.
One.
I was thinking that was Stillwater, but no. What is that name?
Steel I can
Panther?
Almost
no.
It's something close. Like Steel Panther, right?
Right.
Something like that.
What's the name of the movie?
Rockstar. I love it. I like it better.
Mark
almost
Wahlberg.
Famous.
It's
I don't
a good
care what
movie.
Says. everybody loves Almost
movie.
Famous. Okay, fine. I
Steel
like
Dragon.
Steel Dragon.
Steel Dragon. Yeah. Right.
That's a good one.
I love
that's
that.
That's a really good
all
one.
All right, Cameron Case.
Is this the last one? Or we got another one?
Two more. One more.
So this is a good one. Sex Bomb. Sex Bob from Scott Pilgrim.
That's what I was going to say. I couldn't think of the name of Scott Pilgrim.
Sex Bomb.
That's like, I love that.
That one's a good one. That punk and the way they do everything. Yeah,
awesome.
That was great. Such a good movie. So
all right, last name, Michael Justice.
This might be my favorite.
I love every one of those movies except Almost Famous.
The Soggy Bottom Boys.
Yeah. Every one of those is a great
movie. That's my favorite.
I know.
That's my favorite one.
Yeah. I am the man of constant.
No, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Soggy
so
Bottom Boys are tight.
Oh, brother.
No one said Faith Plus One.
What's
that one?
Which one's that?
That's the South Park Cartman's worship band. Faith Plus One, man.
Faith Plus One. Man, those are all terrific.
Steel Dragon.
I don't know.
Those are all terrific.
I need to watch that movie again. It was so good.
I know. All those movies are great.
There probably should be more movies There probably should be more movies in that, because it's like there's so many sports movies movies, and these are all so good. Why wouldn't there be way more?
There should be a lot. It's pretty good.
Maybe we have to write them. Maybe they could be about us.
Yeah.
What's the name of the band at the end that he plays with the kids in School of Rock?
School of Rock. Yeah.
Yeah, the School of Rock band. It might have been just called School of Rock Band, I think.
Yeah,
right?
It might have just been called School of Rock.
I can't remember, maybe. But yeah, that one's a good one.
Anyway,
can we make ours dramatize our story into a fictional band?
That's what I want to do.
A real tearjerker that's comedically amazing.
Yeah.
But it's like based on our story, but then the way Hollywooded it out.
I would love that.
Somebody dies.
The band that they go up against in School of Rock in the Battle of the Bands is called No Vacancy. It's that guy with the mesh tank top on.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of like the band in Airheads. I forget what they were called, but that was a good one. You know,
Airheads is good. Yeah.
I mean, there are some really good ones. I mean, there's some great movies. I mean, about
what about
musicians?
The bands from like old school? The guy who's
Ted's band?
Bill and Ted. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. The first song we did on Rock and Roast was what Bill and Ted envisioned might one day be music or something back then. I thought that song felt like what they would have done. Like,
I mean, Bill and Ted saved the universe with their music.
Yeah,
that's reasonable.
That is.
It's possible that you could do that.
All right, you got to ask McDonald. We only got like
deal.
We got 5 minutes or under.
What's
so you got to fit it all in.
Christy might be seeking active.
Sorry, I thought
employment.
We were more at halftime. I didn't realize.
No.
So we might not have summers off. Plus, the kids are getting older. They're having a lot of independent activities in the summer. So the whole phase of it's been 12 years of summer. Maybe we tour. You know, that's the main thing that we do. And now it's like. Maybe we don't all go, and maybe it's not in a whole summer type situation. So there's a transition up ahead in the road, and we're like, while we're not transitioning yet, let's do one big last tour, and then depending on what happens at that fork in the road, we'll decide what we're going to do moving forward. But I have the high probability no more summer living room tours for the whole fam as we've been doing it. So
Wow, that's you've been doing that a long time.
Yeah, since 2012. So 11 years.
You did one every summer?
Every other.
Yeah.
Every other. So six or seven, full. We went across Canada. We went, you know, we did 8 weeks in the US a couple times, 6 weeks a few times, 4 weeks a few times. So
and all the kids are going this time?
Everybody's gone. Yeah. One big last dealio.
7 weeks?
Eight. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Good
this
God.
One's six and a half. Yeah.
When do y'all leave?
Mid-July, July 17th. And then we're back August 26th.
Wow. How much are tickets for that?
$30. But if you get two, they're 50 for two. So it's, $25.
Nice.
Nice.
And there's 20 to 40, on average tickets available for each space. So
very cool.
You got all your hosts already in rooms and everything?
Yeah, got everything all done. Some of them are at a couple cafes and breweries and stuff, but it's mostly just living rooms. So
nice.
Yeah, living rooms are my favorite.
Yeah, we just played some dope places. We played some dope living rooms, San Diego, Tucson.
Nice.
It was cool. We were just saying this today. Living rooms are so awesome. They're just, it's really fun to play in a living room. I like the acoustics always, the intimacy, everything about it's just wonderful.
Yeah. I think it's relaxing. It's like the vacation I just explained. It's like most of the time you're like, drink, get up, go on stage. And then in a living room, it's just way more chill.
Yeah. So people in the living room, so the sound is good because it's controlled or whatever. And it's everybody's focused. And when people first get there, they might feel weird that they're at somebody's house. But it's so funny because if I look at the beginning of the show and I feel like it's a little uptight, or people are like, what is this thing? What is happening? And then if you just wait until everybody feels immersed later, I think people are in a living room and they forget that it's not their living room. Body is just in a living room and they're just like you would never get in that state in a commercial space or in a club or a venue, and they're just like laying on a beanbag, vegged out or immersed or whatever it is, and they, and it's a stranger's living room, but they kind of, you know, like it, that that just disappears at some point. You're just in a comfort space, and you fully come to accept it. It's like going to a movie theater when you just leave, like you forget where you are. It's like something like that, but the environment, it just really opens people up in a way that I love.
It sort of hacks like the modern problem of like isolation and malaise and everything. It's like it puts people like, when are you ever in a stranger's living room ever?
And you feel like you feel like, you know, that it's like the only time you're like that is when you're at a party with your family at Thanksgiving that, you know, like it conjures all of that stuff. Like, like it taps into it just incidentally. The only thing, like, you don't even better knock on like,
you don't even knock on a stranger's door now. They might shoot you, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just weird to be inside a stranger's house.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then
I was just looking at your dates, and I see you're playing Peoria, Illinois.
Ooh. Well, yeah, close to you guys.
I think we're going
to
be gone.
Yeah, you're not coming. I'm not inviting you.
Why didn't you come? You should have came to Champaign.
Well, you didn't submit to host. Oh, we've been great at your house.
I know. I got a great living room actually for it. Shit. Really? You played in my house before?
Yeah, I want to do one in my house now. I think I could do a 40-50 person one, and it would be good.
Yeah, it was. That's was a little weird because like a bunch of like Emory fans showed up to our Toby's house when we played.
They did.
They did. They knew it was you. Oh, and I was like, dude, this is kind of weird. And now they know where you live, but I didn't advertise it.
Then we had that orgy.
Maybe they didn't know it was your house. Maybe they just thought you came because you lived in South Carolina.
I like that. Like,
how relaxed
too,
do you think
art.
People would be if you could just sell really expensive tickets, maybe $150, $200, and it's a bedroom show and they lay down
and you play super quiet?
It's like a capacity is 5 or 8 or something. It's just you wear pajamas, lay in bed, and then we play.
Sponsored by Marriage Supply.
You have to be in PJs in a bed with covers on, and then we play.
The tour is called
$150.
The tour is called like, let's see where the night goes.
It's not creepy. I'm just saying
anything
the relaxation
goes.
Level anything would be goes. the intimacy and relaxation is maximum.
Anything goes bed tour. We're just touring beds. It's not a couch tour, it's a bed tour.
Well, acoustics are good in the bathroom. Acceptable. How about a bathroom concert for 4?
shower. Tour.
You get the shower, the toilet, stand acoustics. By the sink. Yeah. You know, there's different tiered seating. Like, you know, you can buy the more expensive, sit on the toilet, or
I mean, I liked our old idea when we were like, let's just do Walmart. Let's do Walmart tour.
Yeah, I know. That's what
set up in the parking lot and just until we get shut down, and then we just move to the next Walmart.
No, it's just the side of the trailer opens up and it's a stage.
We start playing. Yeah,
we tell everybody. Yeah, you tell everybody the day before which Walmart it'll be. Yeah. You know, there's 10 Walmarts in every city at least.
You get a location.
You say they're going to be at a Walmart. And then you just wait, and that location drops. In 1 hour, we'll be playing in the parking lot.
Just look for the bus. Yeah.
Now, that's a good idea.
That's punk. Oh,
yeah. That's punk as fuck. But also, the bedroom idea is pretty good, too.
I like that.
All right,
thanks for coming on, Mac. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
This thanks is for awesome. Having me, guys.
Remember, folks, it's imperative to control the narrative.
Hey, it's Hookie.
Got you now. Now I'm stealing that lyric.